need to know news. Here we go. This video is insane. A Hard Rock Hotel that was under construction in New Orleans collapsed this weekend, leaving at least two people dead. More than 30 more were hospitalized, and one person is still unaccounted for. After a crane ripped away from the building, the upper deck of the hotel started to crumble upon itself. The rubble slid off the side of the building, crashing on the streets, and it looked like a Hollywood movie, just the way it was tumbling and falling. It's like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh my God, the whole building just going down, and you can see people running away. So
that's terrifying.
I hope thoughts and prayers to the family that lost loved ones, and hopefully the injured will make a full recovery. Parents, you've heard this before, but it's a little bit different. Don't worry about razors and apples for Halloween candy. Pennsylvania police are warning parents about drug-laced candy ahead of Halloween. Officers in Johnstown found candy that looked like Nerd ropes laced with 400 milligrams of THC during a raid. Now investigators are warning parents to double-check their kids' candy this season. Now, I could be wrong. There are some bad people, but if you have THC or different like edibles and candies, those aren't cheap. Would you really want to hand those out for free?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, it is psychotic to, one, give, you know, drugs to children. That is psychotic. It is psychotic to spend that amount of money on drug candy and then just give it away.
Unless you're high and you didn't, like, oh man, I threw away the good stuff.
Yeah, but even if you know. You know what are the good gummy bears and what are the gummy bears you can throw away.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl, I saw this story. I'm like, well, it's not huge news, but in Liv's, it might be the biggest thing we see all day.
Oh, no.
One avocado in Hawaii just set a world record for its weight of 5.6 pounds.
I could eat that whole thing in one sitting. I guarantee it.
We need more toast.
Yeah, need more toast and need more eggs.
The previous record was 5.5 pounds, and it was grown in Hawaii back in 2018. So less than a year later, we've got us a new record. Could you imagine a 5.6 pound avocado?
No, but honestly, I hope one day when I do have children, I birth a 5-pound, 6-ounce avocado and not a child. I'd rather have an avocado.
It's A for the avocado. Yeah. We're going to send out the photo soon. Okay, NFL over the weekend. What happened to the Kansas City Chiefs? Because the Texans spanked them 31-24, your final there. The Colts were off, so they didn't lose. That's nice. Guess who's playing this Sunday?
The Texans and the Colts, baby!
I'm going to be at that game. I won tickets from, thanks to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Yeah, I'm going to take my little bro, Michael. So that's going to be a fun game. Who do I cheer for? We're in Indy. Do I cheer for Indy or do I cheer for Houston for the Texans?
Oh, honestly, should I say something? I'm going to say it.
I'm afraid.
I'm
going to
say it.
Say it.
I think the Texans are going to win. Maybe you should cheer for the Texans.
Wait. You think the Texans will beat the Colts?
I think the Texans are going to beat the Colts. Deshaun Watson is insane right now. He's the best. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the game
Brissette,
right now.
Jacoby is doing well, too.
He's doing well. Absolutely, he's doing well. But I don't know if, you know, Deshaun Watson.
You're the reason Andrew Luck retired. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, Major League Baseball. Did anybody watch it over the weekend? Because the Astros, well, they did well.
Home plate umpire Corey Blazer. Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it. Series is tied in a game apiece.
Yeah, that was 3-2 last night. They lost the first game against the Yankees. Now they're heading on the road. The Astros will take on the Yankees Tuesday in New York. So that's going on tomorrow. Getting into a lot of sports, but this is cool. My wife's like, you got to talk about this because my wife used to do gymnastics when she was younger. Simone Biles broke the all-time record for the most medals by any gymnast at the World Championship. She won the balance beam competition yesterday, giving her a 24th World Championship medal. The former record was 23. How old is this girl? Like 18?
I think she's like in her early 20s.
Okay.
But yeah, she's young.
I know I'm wrong in the age, but holy crap, that is so impressive. Way to go. And your final story today, I cannot wait, you guys. I haven't really done Scaretober yet here at the station. That's where I try to scare you guys just because it's October.
No, gosh.
But imagine being on TV, you're a meteorologist trying to update everybody on the weather, and this happens.
We'll see that again on Thursday, especially in the... Oh, God. This is all you. Bye. Okay, hope you enjoy your forecast. I'm leaving.
Bye.
No one can clear a room like a scary clown.
I do not like this. What is going on?
Why are you here?
Where are you?
Is
it over?
It's not over yet.
No, stop what? Touching me.
Evil clown. Still
get
here.
I'm not opening my eyes. I'm not opening my eyes.
No.
You got to really watch the video. I'll put it up on joemckenzie.com. She just freaks out. Dude, do clowns bother you?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. If I was her, I would be cussing.
Really?
Yes. I'm shocked that she's not screaming or yelling profanities because I think I would.
See, I don't like clowns, but like they don't scare. I don't understand. Like they're like weird, but they don't scare me. Some people cannot stand them. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandmckenzie.com.